The thirst on my page be so real, yet you're happily married on your page. Then again, that's none of my business.
Just tea, though.
Hey, everybody, it's Stout. Follow me on Twitter at Stout_87.
What's up? This is Tarj. You can follow me on Twitter at JustTarjMyA.
What's up? This is Kris Jenner, and you can follow me at Audrey Megan on Twitter.
You should have been Bruce Jenner,
I was Bruce Jenner the other day.
Who you say?
Kris Jenner.
Oh, okay.
But Bruce a bad a bitch, though.
Episode 7 of Sipping Tea Time.
Yes.
So, today we're going to kind of freestyle a little bit.
Free ball.
It's so much shit that be going on. Did y'all see that video I had sent y'all of that girl twerking?
I just want to go rewind right quick. Is it called free balling if you don't wear panties? Because
I thought it was free ball.
Pause. How the fuck do women free ball?
Right. We ain't got no balls.
How? I'm not today.
Free balling is for people with balls.
Unless you Bruce Jenner, then yes. But
Or Young Thug.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm mad you asked that question.
Very relevant.
Speaking of Young Thug, did y'all see that video of her twerking?
Yes. You talking about, yeah, bitch. Yeah.
And his friend was like, yeah, bitch, or
yeah,
some shit like that.
Some twerk hoe.
And I was like,
see, look, this is another blatant reminder that this man is homosexual. Like, people won't accept. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, don't shoot me. He got some hits in my eyes. Like, some of them songs, they low-key bump. I don't know if it's just the beats or what. But this man is homosexual. Let this man come out this closet. And that's just how I feel. He's homosexual.
I don't know why she won't come out the closet. I support, you know, the LGBT community.
Like, absolutely.
You know, so
we can scope dicks together, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm basketball Prince.
I'm with it. I just wish that she would just come out the closet instead of, like, pretending that
you like women. You don't like women.
But anyway.
Popping that boy pussy.
Bussy. Bussy out.
Man purse.
So, have y'all noticed, like, this is not something recent, nothing new, but there's like an obsession with having mixed kids.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
And for whatever reason, it's almost like if you have a mixed child, then that child is superior or you're superior. And it kind of sucks, actually, because then it says to, you know, other, especially black kids, like, you not enough. You not worth it. And on top of that, we already getting shot in fucking streets and shit. So that just adds on more stress, and that hurts a child's confidence. You know what I mean?
I just feel like it's bullshit. I've never looked at a child and said, oh, this is how I want my child to look. As a mother, the first thing that you consider is if the child is healthy. Mm-hmm. You don't give a fuck if the child is biracial, triracial, or whatever.
Right.
But it shows an insecurity and a lack of self-worth from the individual that parades mumbo-jumbo like that. I think it's bullshit. I don't like that at all.
I feel the same way. I think it's real stupid. Like, you don't want to glorify. I suffer from my family, you know, as far as, like, colorism. Mm-hmm. Mind you, all of my cousins and stuff, all them, like, light-skinned with, like, green eyes and stuff like that. And then you got me and, like, one of my other cousins.
But, bitch, you a bad then, chocolate bitch, though. So what?
Girl, I know. But, you know, so growing up, like, my family and shit, you know, it was like, what is so funny? What?
Jay Gray just ticked him.
Bitch. Oh,
I have no time, no energy, bro.
Oh, I just caught on. Okay, never mind. But yeah, so growing up, like, in my family, they very color struck. It was almost like if you not caramel to damn near
paper
white,
sack brown.
Yeah, like, you weren't considered pretty. And then at some point in my life, I was just like, fuck y'all. And I think when I was just like, fuck y'all, like, this melanin is popping and you just gonna hate it or love it. That's when like people was just like, oh, you like a little doll and your cheekbones this and blah blah blah, like especially like my grandma. I mean, she grew up in that era, you know what I mean, so I wasn't too upset about it, like because my grandma was raped by a white man and all this stuff, you know, growing up. So I wasn't too upset about it, but at the same time it's just like you gotta build your own confidence. Like, you have to tell yourself you beautiful.
Especially.
Okay, let me see your ID.
No, it's so ugly.
Let me see.
No.
I'll let you see mine because I'm fine on mine.
Then why the fuck would I believe you.
Let me see
you. No. No.
You look like you cute, though.
As my views on colorism, I basically mimic what Audrey is saying. I do feel like it is something that we struggle with, especially with people that grew up in an era before us.
Okay, Audrey is giving me all of Jasmine Sullivan on this ID.
Girl. Anyway, keep talking, Stout.
She don't look like Jasmine Sullivan on the ID pic.
Can we keep going?
She does. She does.
Here you go.
You do.
All right. What is that about? But I just feel like the colorism issue is just some deep-rooted shit where people aren't accepting of who they are. So they want to make people who don't fit that quote-unquote beautiful mold feel bad about who they are. And that's why I commend a lot of people now, especially black women, dark-skinned women, who are proud of their melanin. They're proud of their dark skin, and a lot, they're very unapologetic about it. So I'm all for it, being a fellow chocolate booty lady.
I never not until like I got older, like in my 20s and like out of high school, did I really, I don't know, I never really, when I was growing up and stuff, there was never really, I never paid attention to like how, ooh, she prettier or anything like that because she got fairer skin or anything like that. I don't know. I guess that was something that I really wasn't, if I was around it, I didn't know what people were talking about or anything like that, because like I said, it's just recently become like known to me, because I never knew that people really felt a certain type of way. Even my cousins, I'm like, you feel like that? Because I have, you know, darker cousins. Not that I'm just all that light skinned or anything like that, but I never really just, you know, thought about it. And now my cousin, I have a younger cousin, she's 16, and she felt a certain type of way, like, you know, when she got into high school, she didn't think guys like dark skinned girls. And we was like, you a pretty girl. Like,
and you know what? You bring up a great point when you said that about privilege. You know what I'm saying? From
it's
her.
So real.
Yeah. From, you know, from you saying that you didn't know that women that were dark felt like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It shows you that privilege is real, and certain people won't understand, or, well, I'm not saying that you don't understand, but I don't know how to word it.
She didn't really suffer from it. Like, she didn't have to go through that.
It's hard for some people to believe that
it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, it was like a new, you know, a new thing to me, because, like I said, I never really, unless you were like, you know, dark. Of course, everybody checked you about being black, but I mean,
she said, "Of course, I can't."
But I'm like, that's what kids do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
If you fat, they gonna check you about being fat. Mm-hmm. If you this or that, your teeth buck. You know,
it's kids gonna find something.
Yeah, kids are cruel.
It's important to say also though, light skinned people get checked for being too light too.
Yeah,
but sometimes when they get checked for being light, it's not from a negative standpoint, if that makes sense. Like, it's not like, you light as hell, you ugly, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was never that. It was always like, if you are so light,
you clear,
then you know, I mean, I can understand that being hurtful, especially as a child, because you think something is wrong with you, like you feel like you have some type of deformity. But I can only speak from my point perspective. Like I said, growing up, My dad is light skinned, but I don't think, he didn't realize till I told him to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cause he would be like, yo, black self this, or yo, you black and you do this, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, what the fuck? So I went through a point in time where I wanted to do chemical pills. I wanted to like do lotions and shit to make myself lighter. And I used to ask my dad like if I was, I used to ask him like if I was lighter.
I've been recently wanting to get a chemical peel. I didn't think about it making me lighter, but I thought it like make your skin.
The texture of your skin. Yeah. I want to do one.
What Charlamagne did.
Oh, he did it?
His skin looked good to me.
He scraped the fucking toes. They scraped the toes. Because that nigga was like four different shades of black.
He was.
But now he's like an even tone, which I feel like that was his original tone. I don't feel like he bleached.
Yeah.
No, he said he took chemical pills and his face, like the skin on his face was just peeling, so he couldn't leave the house. And his skin, like to me,
you know, a chemical peel is like when they put, they actually put chemicals on your skin and it peels your skin.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
But he was like,
I thought you were saying he was taking them. Like,
oh, no. Okay. But he was like a whole bunch of his skin was just like coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
I YouTubed this.
And I was like, you know, people was like making fun of him and saying that he wearing makeup and all this stuff. Yeah. And it's like, it was something he was insecure about. Mm-hmm. So I don't really see the problem. You know, if you want an even skin tone and you can't, if skin treatments, like normal skin treatments aren't working for you, then you're going to go and do something else. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't understand why people like make fun of him for doing it.
People going to make fun of you, period. Because especially when you in the, when you in a public eye, because you're not, if you're in a public eye, you're not allowed to have insecurities.
Yeah, and it makes it that much easier for people to point the finger and look at what somebody else is doing wrong instead of yourself. I mean, it's so weird. These people are normal just like us. They just got a couple more dollars than we do.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier because they're placed in front of our face every day.
Yeah,
every day.
Exactly. So it's easier to judge and easier to
And
say.
I think it's easier to pick on him just because he pick on other motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
absolutely
his job. You know what I mean? I think people
That's his
take
personality,
every,
period.
I think people take everything Charlamagne say and just like run with it. Now, I ain't going to lie. He say some stuff sometimes is like kind of suspect. Mm-hmm. And I be like, okay, that joke went a little too far. But for the most part, this is what he's paid to do. So I don't understand the point of like always being in your feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate him because he this and he that. Like, just because he don't like Drake don't mean you don't have to like Drake. Okay. But anyway.
All right. We're going to transition to another topic. It was actually something KP discussed on the timeline. It's about that lingerie. Lingerie on women.
Lingerie.
Oh, it came from Utah?
Yeah. I asked him about it or whatever.
We don't want to be like other folks taking credit for other things, right?
I was just wondering, like, I didn't know if...
Nothing, girl. Go ahead. Tell you later.
I was just wondering, like, about lingerie. I know my ex-boyfriend, I know I used to, like, because I worked at Crystals, I just used to buy.
Girl, which one you worked at?
I worked at the ratchet one.
Which one?
On Mount Mariah.
Huh?
Mount Mariah.
On Perkins.
Yeah, on Perkins.
Yes, bitch. I be there all the time. I got the one that he got the bow, the panties with the bow on the back, and it looked like a spider web on the booty. Yes.
I used to work there, so it's just easy for me to get stuff. It like the new shit that came in and stuff like that. So and then they used to give us free shit to try out. So
wait, like toys?
Toys, man. Like pills, stuff
Why
like
that. Why you stop working there, girl?
I was in school and it was just a distraction. I ain't want to go to school. I want to make money. So
girl, you need to get your job, bitch.
But yeah, I mean, it was a fun job though. Like, I know my ex liked lingerie. And when I did stop like wearing the stuff, you know, or whatever, he'd be like, well, why you ain't wearing this? Or you ain't wore this in a so-and-so long time and this and that, like he'll want it. So I don't know. I know some guys be like, okay, it look better on the flow, blah, 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 you know.
But
I just wanted to know if it was really, do guys really like lingerie? Can y'all do with, I know everybody can kind of do with or without it, but like, do y'all prefer lingerie or do y'all?
Does it add excitement to your love life?
Exactly.
I personally feel like it should. I can't speak for men, but me personally, when I dress up, I mean, it seems like it's more of a excited,
erotic.
Kinda, Yeah. Girl, because I used to go in. I used to have holiday outfits, all of this stuff. Yes, I don't know. I had this little Fola fur thing. I got it from Crystals. It was a fur little thing. It was white and it had red in it. And it was like a red thong to go with it. And I think it's fun. It's a way to keep things from being boring, getting boring. Like I said earlier on the timeline, you got to dress that pussy up for your king every now.
Dress that womb up.
You got to dress that womb up, man.
Oh my God. I agree with you.
Dress that pussy up.
I mean, I done had fireman stuff. I done had, they love the body stocking, the
crossing. Nurse bitch.
Yes. The best review I done got is from the crotchless body. For real, like that's the most everybody like the crotchless body stocking.
Those be at the beauty supply store though.
Oh, I didn't. Well, when I got mine, it wasn't in no beauty supply store.
Girl, get you some.
Let me make that clear. I don't buy shit out of no motherfucking beauty supply store.
I saw that shit hanging up. I wasn't a blow up doll.
Man. What you think of how you go here, man?
Why T.L. be wearing his motherfucking hats like that?
Get the shit out of my face.
I think that shit, I don't know what the fuck I think. I think lingerie, like, it's sexy at some point, but like, I don't know. Like, I just be ready to fuck like afterwards, you know?
That's what it's supposed to be.
But I mean, like, I like it and shit, but sometimes I'm very like, as far as money, like, I'm very like conservative and shit, so I have to like, I have to like really really be into it for me to go buy some shit, you know what I mean? Like, but I like it, don't get me wrong, but yeah. I guess it just depends on how I feel that day.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was easy for me, like I said, easy for me to buy it because I was working there. Of course, I got a discount. And then on top of that, it was just stuff that was given to me free, like little gels.
I'm more into shit like that. I'm more into like the toys and mints and gels and like the shit that make your throat numb. I'm like, I don't know why. Like, I'm just very like, I guess because it's more hands-on than just, like, lingerie. You know what I mean? It's just more fun. I'm kind of slowly. I said I'm going to be filthy no more. But let me just add this in real quick. Kind of slowly getting into, like, the handcuffs and shit. Not the whips, but I really like the idea of tying or being tied up. Like, so I guess it's kind of S&M, is it? I don't know.
Not really.
It's not okay. No. Well, yeah.
Not really.
I wouldn't.
Not that I've done it, but
the S&M shit until like you got. Oh, and I got like these little coupon books. Those are good too. The little coupon books where you can just tear shit out. You know,
yeah.
Like you give it to your maid, and he just basically, it's a coupon book. Mm-hmm. It got different little
coochie
shit
coupons.
In it. Yeah, kind of. It got different shit in it though. Like, you owe him a massage. Right. Yeah, I owe you.
Or like the little dice games and shit like that.
Yeah, I had glowing the dark dice, the coupons. Man, I had so much.
Girl,
shit.
I be leaving coochie coupons all over the house. I owe you a blowjob at 12:45 p.m. Yeah. And it was nice. It's a great way to spice up your love life.
Yeah, that shit.
That shit is fun.
I know it's not like mandatory, but it just, I don't know. I just think that guys can appreciate the fact that somebody is, you know, trying to spice some shit up.
Especially since men don't go that extra
mile.
Yeah,
they don't be doing no extra shit.
Hold on. We forgot to talk about something a little bit more serious. I'm sorry. Ma'am. But.
With the catfish. That's very serious.
No. This white bitch at the graduation.
Oh yeah.
First of all, bitch.
That bitch. I just blamed
it on the devil, bruh.
No, I didn't see.
Yes,
that.
She blamed it on the devil. What I understand that white people are the devil. However,
bruh,
don't do that.
What did she say though?
All right. It was a graduation going on, and basically it was some people talking while someone was trying to speak. and she was calling everybody rude, and I think she asked for some people to leave if they couldn't respect her. And she was like, look at all the black people leaving. I had to play that like 12 times so but
look
what she was
who's
saying.
Leaving the black, like, all the black people.
First of all, that's, if it's your fault that the a valedictorian to get to speak, right, then oh well, don't blame that on the black people when we ready to fucking go.
Right. See, we don't, first of all, have y'all seen how long a fucking graduation is?
Yeah, church service, child.
Right.
It's long as fuck.
Man, I know my fucking graduation. I went to a charter school, and my graduation, they got fucking slideshows, and everybody get their 5 minutes of fame and dance across the stage.
Yeah, y'all had spirit dancers.
Like, for real, like, we had so much shit. So when the graduation was over, if y'all ain't get that shit in them 12 hours, we sat there like,
we
got to
go.
That's your fault. So I don't, how dare you say, look at all the black people leaving. If black people know how to do one thing,
yeah,
we're going to
like,
fucking stay for some shit like
leaving,
that.
But once you start speaking on my black ass, let me turn my black ass around and see what your white ass got to say.
My thing is, that's a huge accomplishment.
And then, did y'all see everybody started leaving?
Yeah, and I would have too, because I'm like, bitch, how dare you?
And then, and afterwards, did y'all see her son's post?
Yeah, her to him tweeting. Yeah.
Wait, what did he say?
He was like, y'all niggas ain't gonna do something. He just went all
I
the way left.
Okay, look, Timmy, turn up if you want to, but understand it.
He
I don't
was
think
like,
he wants
he
no
just,
problem.
He just went full crazy.
Oh, and I do remember her saying that she was not a racist. That was not...
Nobody even said that.
They always be like, they not racist when they do some racist shit. Like,
right.
If you didn't do the racist shit, wouldn't nobody be thinking you racist? I mean, not,
that wouldn't be the first thing that would come to mind if I even thought I was racist. Well, I'm not racist. Like, what the fuck?
Right. And then, like, first of all, that's the first thing you said. Like, even if you thought that, like, you at a fucking graduation, and you know she had been cutting the fuck up because they were recording her already.
Yep, she has to have been fucking up.
Been saying some shit. Yep. Then when she said that black people shit, they were like, oh, hell nah.
Yeah, I thought she sounded a fool. Mm-hmm. And once again, another idiot in the public eye that won't take accountability for anything. You
Thank
blaming
you.
It on the devil?
Thank you.
Are you serious? That's bullshit.
Don't backpedal. That's my thing. Say
my
some
thing
shit.
Is, I respect. Well, shit, I still ain't gonna respect you, but at least be real and own what the fuck you said and move on.
Right.
Instead of saying the devil made you do it. Like, how old are you?
Now
six,
you trying
bitch?
To do some shit like you trying to keep your job and shit. Like you trying to
you scrambling
damage
bitch.
Control. Right.
Nah, damage these nuts. This racist.
It's too late now. Like
yeah,
it's all over the internet, baby. It's over. You will never work in a school again.
She probably will though, cause white folk they love they people.
Yeah.
So especially if you link up with some other racist ass people, you know.
Girl, then it's gonna be easy as finding a needle in a needle stack, bitch.
Yep.
So she good.
Yeah, my phone is really acting up. I'm trying to go. Okay, so KP had this list out called "What the Fuck Not to Do," and I'm trying to get to it with my damn.
I got it.
Phone. So on his list basically was like what not to do,
and this is the unfinished list.
This is the unfinished one.
He don't want us to talk about it.
You don't want us to talk about it.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
he
okay.
Said they talking about it on.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Next. What was the other topic we had? Hold on.
Quite a few.
There was this girl on Twitter saying that she was selling pregnancy piss,
milk.
Pregnancy piss and breast milk.
What? Wait.
She was selling her pee from when she was pregnant to trap your man.
See, I thought she was trolling.
Oh,
she was serious.
She said she was trolling after a while, but okay, if you trolling, then why the fuck do you
why
have...
Why did you take the time to put that shit in a bottle?
Right. Why do you have bottles of your piss if you trolling?
See, my thing is with this. The breast milk thing. That's been going on for a long time. People have been buying breast milk.
Who
and...
Who want to sell their breast milk to people, though?
I don't know.
You can get AIDS from that, right?
You can. But it's been going on for a very long time. I remember a few years ago, Selma Hayek, she went somewhere with some... less privileged kids, and she was breastfeeding some of the children there. And I mean, that's been going on for a while. I think is weird. I wouldn't share my breast milk with a random child.
Right.
But I wouldn't want nobody's breast milk. Fuck that. Why would I want my child drinking somebody else's breast milk? Like, seriously.
Right.
I mean, unless you got some man got some type of fetish, that's the only way. I mean, yeah, how overprotective people are with their kids. I can't see anybody buying that. Yeah, like, but, unless for...
Because a lot of women, it's some women out here, they can't produce breast milk, and they, you know,
some people can't produce breast milk?
Uh-uh, my mom couldn't produce any.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, she couldn't produce breast milk, but some people can't produce it, some can't produce an adequate amount. So, stuff like this has been going on for a while. I think it's very weird how she did it. I wouldn't go on the black market and buy no damn titty milk from nobody.
Right.
Hell no. Period. I'd rather just have a Similac baby, right, and be all about my business.
Right.
But they, you know, they say with breast milk, it's supposed to make the child smarter. It's supposed to have all these extra nutrients.
I thought it was more so too about that bond that you have with your child. Yeah, because
I felt the bond, but I didn't even pump. I just put my child on my breast. That's what I did. But I honestly can't put myself in that position because I think it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me if I'm being ignorant to anybody who's ever done that, but I can't get with it. I think that's weird as hell.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think that shit weird as fuck too.
It is.
Like, to even joke about the shit if you're not doing
no.
It's fucking
who
weird.
Wants to be looking at like damn, that's you, that creep. Like, who wants to be looked at as that person? You're the creep. Like, that's some creepy ass shit.
She was like, breast milk is like gold. I got it going for $15. Yeah, I got it going for $15.
Yeah, $15 a bag for 6 ounces or how many ounces?
That's a lot of money for a little amount. But, like, again, I think that's weird. I would never sell my breast milk. I can just picture a grown ass man trying to buy, drink it.
You a creep if you're trying to sell it with your weird ass.
Like, Gail was saying that it's some guys that like she on some type of, what is it, one of those breastfeeding
kind of like a board, like
block thing or whatever, and she was saying, you know, some women were saying that like basically this their husband have a fetish for like that,
and it's true, it's very true, and I'm not gonna get too specific, but a lot of men
that is so weird. Like, that just, I don't know, I think of shit like that and I just automatically think you like molesting kids or something.
Oh my
like
god,
that.
No,
I damn, automatically tarts? Think that, like, bro, don't, no,
cause
I mean,
because from what I
baby
hear,
milk and, why would you like, y'all don't think that equates to molesting kids?
I don't. But I, from what I heard, people say that breast milk tastes sweet. It actually tastes good to some people. I've never even tried my own breast milk. I'm not interested.
I don't remember. I know I was breastfed, but I don't remember.
I don't even know if I was breastfed.
You bitch, if you remember, I taste.
Something's wrong there.
Right.
No, I don't remember. So I asked this question on the timeline. How do you get over a heartbreak, or how do you get over talking to somebody that you don't talk to no more?
Easy, don't love these hoes. I'm just playing. Don't say that about.
Wait, say it again.
How do you get over a heartbreak?
Oh,
like, what do you do to try to move on?
Cut them off cold.
You gotta talk to other people.
Get up under some new gear.
Yep,
that don't always work though.
It does.
It gotta be good,
especially
though.
Like, I can't.
It does.
Can't be
it does
no not. Bad shit. It make you want to go back to where the hell you came from.
I don't know. I when I break up, like, well, I haven't broke up with anybody in a long, long time.
Did they been breaking up with you?
No. I haven't been really talking to nobody enough to be like saying we breaking up. If we stop talking, we just stop talking. It's not like a heartbreak.
We sat down.
Right. It ain't no heartbreak involved or nothing like that. I don't know, it's been a long time, but like, I don't be wanting to have sex with nobody else. Like, I just be, well, from what I remember, it's been a while ago. I know I wouldn't want to have sex with nobody. I was like, kind of, That's how I am. Once I'm done with somebody, if it's like a breakup, a serious breakup, I need a break from everything and collect myself. Right. I need to feel like I don't sit down and like, let me figure out what I did wrong. But that's just my body reacts to everything. Like, let me step back from everything.
Right. You know exactly.
I just want to be alone. And then I go through that process where I enjoy sleeping alone and not having
to you gotta check get in. Back to that. Yeah, you get back to that.
Yeah, it's just like a cycle. Then after a while, you be like, damn.
Yeah. I'm like, then you lonely. Like, you get to that point where you like, okay, now I'm ready to start back dating or start back talking to people. But when I first stopped talking to my ex, when I would like, because he wasn't acting right or whatever, like, and I would, it wasn't because I wanted to break up with him. It was just he wasn't acting right. So shit, I had to, you know, do what I had to do. I had to just like step back, like I said, regather myself and learn how to be by myself again.
Thank you.
And not be like, okay, I gotta be up under a dude, or I gotta find somebody to be talking to now.
Yeah, that's why I trip about when guys say stuff about women when they get out of relationships. They already have a backup nigga. That's not true. No. Well, in my case, and evidently Tarja's case, that's not true.
If it's real, you don't have no backup.
Nah, and then if it ain't real, it ain't no grounds for no breakup. Right. You know what I'm saying? You're not even talking about shit like that. Exactly. Y'all just stop talking.
Right.
You know?
I think
I'm a complete, broke my heart in a while.
I'm the complete opposite. Like, if I'm really fucked up behind somebody or some shit, like really, really hurt my feelings or some shit, I'm probably gonna cry about it, and then I'm gonna watch like some sob ass movie. Not like no girl,
you so trash, bro.
Fuck you, fool. Like, not no. I do for real. Like, it ain't no romance type shit. Cause I ain't never just been in them kind of like.
Girl, you need to watch White Exhale.
I seen that bullshit.
Girl, that ain't bullshit. That's greatness.
But I don't really like romance shit, so I just like watch a movie. I'm just one of them people. Like, I eat some ice cream and shit. I write about it. Or I listen to like some music and just think about some shit.
Okay, I go through this phase, like I go through a sloppy ass phase. Like, bruh, first I'll be like, okay, I'm slick sad. Let me go spend some time alone. Then I'm like, okay, I'm cool, I'm alone. Then I start letting myself go for like 2 weeks and I don't be shaving nothing. And I eat whatever the fuck I want to eat and watch Lifetime and just be like, this shit kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? I got to polish my nails. Yeah. I ain't got to do none of this shit.
You
don't have to keep
yourself. You start talking. Like, me personally, I'm that type of person.
What? I feel like I ain't. Y'all go ahead.
I thought you were going to fart or something. You didn't see.
My bad.
You lifted up her leg.
I'm like, she about to bust on
my head. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Man, I'm like I said, shit, I forgot what I'm
doing. We were talking about the process that you go through when you break up. Yeah. I was saying I go through that little phase where I just be like, fuck everything. I'm not even finna groom like that. I mean, I be showering.
But as far as shaving and shit like that.
Nah, I don't be shaving shit. Nah. That shit be, my coochie be like motherfucking.
My 70s got
here. That shit be
baby,
like,
what
shit?
Like, what do I need to shave for? Ain't nobody looking at this.
Yes, everything going wrong, honey. And then I get long nose hairs. I be letting all this shit grow. I'm fleek, bitch.
Oh my god!
I gotta remember that I'm cute. Then I got
you start talking
shit.
To your friends and shit. You gotta talk to their ass because I'm
you can't
queen.
Listen to your friends all the time. Them bitches don't.
It's not like that. You listen. More so with my friends, I vent a lot. That's how I get over shit. I talk about it all the time until I'm tired of talking about it. And then when I'm tired of talking about it, I'm like, okay, I'm done. You know what I mean? And
just as long as you get over it. I can't stand the motherfuckers that be venting about some shit 5 years later.
Oh, my God. Them motherfuckers there. I hate motherfuckers.
I'm like, nah, I'm going to need you to just excite yourself.
It ain't no better feeling than like, just being like, fuck this shit, and just putting on your best, goddamn it. If you wear makeup, beating your face, your hair be done, and you just be like, fuck it, I'm gonna be a bad bitch today.
Exactly.
Because yeah. I feel you, like it.
And because you know what? Sometimes, especially when you go through a breakup, you realize how much you were in a toxic relationship.
Right.
When you spruce yourself up and you get out and you realize how much attention that you were getting.
Right.
And it almost feels brand new. And it's a good feeling. I mean, I feel like it's natural to go through the breakup process, and a lot of women, unfortunately, they rush this shit and they have to be with another man.
I cannot stand when a woman jump from man to man without having time for herself first.
They the kings of that. Like they immediately gotta find somebody else to be talking to, or you know what I mean? Like, and like, it's like, just chill out, fool. Like, I mean, I know I'm not in the alone or whatever. I know we all grieve differently. I think you go through like a grieving process when you out of a relationship, when you with somebody you was loving on or whatever, or you call yourself in love with.
You get used to that person right. being around, and then when they're suddenly not there,
right.
of course it's like a almost like a culture shock thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't understand the hopping from person to person so mm-hmm. quickly. Yeah. I feel like you'll never figure out what the hell you need in a relationship mm-hmm. if you constantly
You don't even know yourself, to be
right.
real.
Right.
You don't know what
right.
it's like to be single because right. you're so used to always being in a relationship.
And I feel like no matter how many relationships you come out of, you're going to change regardless.
Definitely.
Not completely, but you'll learn something about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's important to take the time back up, look at yourself, like, whew, then jump back in.
Right.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. So. I know I personally hate this, but like when you, let's just say you just look good that day,
mm-hmm.
like everything on point, and the motherfucker say, who you looking good for?
Your
bitch,
daddy.
Myself.
Your
bitch.
Daddy.
I hate
the way.
That's the most annoying.
Say, I'm looking good for your daddy.
Y'all don't listen. That shit annoys the fuck out of me. Like, why the fuck? Because it's almost like growing up.
You can't look good for yourself.
Right.
You always got
to
be.
And it's like you have
else.
To. It's I almost it. Like you always fishing for a nigga. Like.
Dang, bitch.
And it's like sometimes you just want to fucking look good just to look fucking good. It ain't for nobody else's attention. Maybe I just want to look good because I'm a bad bitch and you just. It's just that on it.
Girl, don't like, never thought about praise like dancing.
Huh?
I never thought
girl, it's
like
so
this.
Annoying. And
yes,
it's like.
Why you what you looking good like for? Because I'm fine. This swab booth. This
swab booth. You gotta. I don't know if it's because I've been drinking these things or what. I'm feeling myself right now.
I've been acting the motherfucking fool all day.
This is like my third Stabbing, one.
Cutting the fuck up.
I'm trying to figure out why didn't you bring enough for all of us.
Bitch, I will next time because these motherfuckers was on sale for $1.99.
So how selfish are you?
What
selfish is she?
Next time I got shot, I promise. I'm bringing raspberry.
How drunk are you, fool?
This my
raspberry's.
I can't.
Don't worry about it. We got it. We know
raspberry's for everyone.
Yeah. I can't. So the cookout is this weekend.
Yes, turn up. I hope to see everybody at the No Negative Energy cookout. I'm hoping to find my husband or Splackavelli or Sugar Daddy, one of them.
I hope the
rain holds up. I'm like looking. I've been looking forward to mm-hmm. this cookout and stuff. You
I'm
know?
Excited about meeting.
I'm ready to meet.
I've been ready to hear some of y'all ass lie in person. Goddamn it, not on Twitter. I want to see y'all lie in person. Goddamn it.
Is your what's her name? Your girl Mo Brown. She gonna be there.
So anyway,
I don't know who that is. I'm out of the loop. I'm always out of the loop.
Shout out to Mo Brown. Mo Money.
Holy smokes, Batman. I couldn't. That shit was so fucking funny, fool.
I hope to see her at the cookout. Yes, boo.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to the cookout too, just because like I like social events and shit like
that. I like meat on the grill.
I like meat too, girl, but not mm-hmm. on the grill.
Yeah, I do, bitch. Tonight.
We love the meat.
Bitch.
Hashtag we love the meat.
Hashtag we love that grill meat.
Okay, pussy snake and cunt sis. is in order.
Yes. If you bald head, go ahead and DM Taj Freaky Tim.
Yep.
Why me?
So we got to get you me, some though? Numbers. We got to get some numbers.
You just going to have to pick. Who going to do?
And
who
we have, snake first? And if you're a female, DM Style 87. I have pH strips to make sure that you are proper, like, this before you participate in the damn pussy
snake. pH strips.
Bitch, don't we be ain't nobody trying to grow no damn bread on their head. Bitch, we don't need no yeast in bitch.
I cannot.
I'm sick of it.
KP drives a white Altima, in case you guys want to
he got a white Ferrari, y'all, and he ready,
and a Porsche.
Yes,
money of
butterfly dolls.
Money bring bitches. So KP is gonna be the first person to get pussy snaked on.
Yes.
I'm drunk.
We didn't know,
but nah, so the no negative energy cookout is just what the title is, like, no negative energy.
Yeah, don't bring that bullshit out there, because I swear to God, like, let me say something real quick.
Go ahead,
bro. This no negative energy. You come with that bullshit, I'm gonna have to beat your motherfucking ass, and we're gonna have to escort you out the motherfucking park.
Let me address something real quick.
Boom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of how to say it without being too
Don't come rude. With that bullshit, because I stay strapped, nigga.
Listen. listen. To the women who follow me.
Oh, my God.
If I occasionally tweet your boo, it's just because...
He trying to get pussy smacked on.
No, fool. It's just because we friends, fool. I need...
Hold up, you got some problems, bro.
I need for certain motherfuckers to stop texting they boo saying...
Why you tweeting her?
Yeah, basically.
Hey, bro.
Like, listen, check this out. I'm doing my own thing. I got my own shit going on.
You an independent black woman, bitch.
You so fucking ugly, fool. I got my own shit going on. I am the least, when I say the very fucking least of a motherfucker's problems, fool.
Girl, this about to start a new topic, bitch.
Yeah.
Auntie asshole. You extra grown in the face ass bitches.
Either shots fired or auntie asshole.
Pew. Auntie assholes, you extra grown face assholes, but you young as a motherfucker. I'm sick of you bitches. I take your
with
nigga.
The clip-on bun, goddamn it.
The snap-on Velcro bun, bitch.
The 99 cent joints that be in the bin at the beauty supply.
Girl, smooshed right, at the bottom. Smooshed at the bottom in a damn box, bitch. I take your nigga.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God. I'm sick of y'all. I'm
nigga might be
you.
Testing me now. I cannot. Wow. Fool.
Shots
just
fired.
So many shots
fucking fired, bitch. But, so
but yeah, like, stop putting my name in shit that ain't got.
So motherfuckers
in.
Like tell you or something, like
I would get a text from the homie saying, or a screenshot from like three people.
Three? Damn, bitch.
Bro, chill out, fool.
You want everybody, nigga.
Man, fuck y'all. I'm done talking.
Okay, tell us.
No, like, I get like screenshots and
juice.
Shit.
I ain't got no juice though, bro.
Okay, tell me.
She just gonna tell this bald face ass lie.
I ain't got no juice though.
But like I get,
I ain't got no juice. Y'all, real talk. I just lost my virginity this fucking week. This week.
You hear them crickets? Goddamn it!
That was her nails. There was no crickets.
That was crickets because your ass is not.
I lost my virginity this week, and I held it close to my heart.
You lost it this week?
Yes, bitch, and it was good.
Did you cry?
Hell nah. Tears of joy, bitch.
Yes.
I lost my virginity. My hymen is officially broken, so now I am a woman. Yeah.
I thought you become a woman when you started your period.
Nah, well, bitch, I came on my period in fifth grade, honey. I've been a woman then.
Oh my God. So speaking of periods, right?
Oh my God.
Girl, I got another story to you off earth, but go ahead.
Mine ain't came yet.
Girl, I'm finna go. I'm finna go.
I'm so late. And I'm trying to figure out, like, if I'm pregnant, this immaculate conception, because
you want me to pull you down, push you down the steps. We'll figure that out real quick.
No, I don't think I want you to do that.
I mean, like, ladies, if you late on your cycle and you scared as fuck and your funds are low, call Style87, DM me, I'll push your ass down some motherfucking steps for a small fee of $15. You ain't got to worry about going to the
bitch,
doctor.
You can fall for this shit.
Bitch gonna be scared to fall. I will push your ass down the steps. I'm gonna scare you, then I'm gonna push you.
Y'all ever had, like, pregnancy scares?
Bitch, I got 2 kids. Yes.
I thought you was a virgin. thought you just lost your virginity.
I did,
week.
Though, but
it's the second time.
Now your virginity resets every 6 months, though.
Oh, okay, then. Talk. So
6 months since you had some ass.
Nah, I ain't been 6 months. I ain't gonna lie.
She said she lost the virginity this week, so it could have been.
It ain't even been 6 months.
Before then, though.
Girl, we ain't finna talk about that right now.
Y'all ever had pregnancy scares? Well, you.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. So she clearly answered my question.
Bro, I be doing everything. Like,
girl, start drinking gasoline.
I'm like, damn,
this joint. It don't exist until you actually start believing it. You gotta believe that you're pregnant before it's actually exist.
Bro, I be laughing so fucking hard, fool. And you know what? And you know what? It's true. If your mind, like, had you thinking some shit, you'll be fucked up. I remember it was a time I thought I was pregnant before I had my kids. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so pregnant. I was getting sick. My period was delayed and everything else. That was my mind fucking me up. I was not pregnant. Mm-hmm.
But I'm really neat the motherfucker because May almost up and I ain't got time.
So y'all believe in, like, if your mind believes it can happen?
Hell,
right?
Yeah. Like, I
so
believe.
So why the fuck I'm broke?
I pray every night.
I'm sick of that ass. She out of control, bruh.
This whole thing.
We will have brass burritos at motherfucking the cookout, goddamn.
I'ma
make sure that
making in for real.
I'ma make sure cause she's too turnt.
This ain't the only one I had though. I'ma drink me something stronger tonight, honey. I got a prayer meeting tonight. In my bedroom.
So silly. I gotta work like in the morning.
Work, quote unquote work, or work for real?
In real life, real work.
Oh, okay. Again, you guys, I'll see y'all Saturday at the No Negative Energy Cookout. Don't come with that bullshit. We'll stump you out till the lights come on. And I'm looking forward to seeing all y'all. Follow me on Twitter. It's Stout_87.
We will be putting bullseyes on the bald head men head to get pussy snaked on.
What about a fine ass nigga with dreads though?
We can put a bullseye on his forehead.
Okay, I'm with it.
I mean, and if you got hair, don't think you excluded from getting pussy snaked.
But this shit might hurt.
But if you ain't got no hair on your face and you like bald faced and you ain't got no beard and stuff.
Yeah, niggas cutting their beards off. It's getting hot.
It's so unfortunate.
It is.
I really, really like beers. I liked beers before beers was like a thing, though.
Hey, y'all, did y'all see that article about fecal matter being in the beer?
So, anyway, thank you for listening to this unthought ass sipping tea time.
Sick of
I love you all.
Bye.
I love you.
To Robert.
Goodbye.